So at what age should a child start wearing tzitzis? Is there an age where he has to start wearing? Is there not an age? Says the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says that a katan who knows how to do an ituf, wrap himself with tzitzis, needs to wear tzitzis. So now, that means that he needs to buy the tzitzis and wear them. You only need to wear tzitzis if you have a four-cornered garment. So it's a little bit unclear what Gemara is talking about. The Beis Yosef clarifies that means that obviously you don't even need to buy yourself tzitzis, because only if you have a four-cornered garment do you need to string tzitzis on it. So it means that since the minhag is that nowadays we buy four-cornered garments and we string the strings on it so that we could fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, so too a boy who knows how to do ituf, this wrapping of himself with the tzitzis, the father needs to buy that child a four-cornered beged so he could too as well fulfill this mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like this Gemara, Katan Aridea is Atef, Aviv Tzarech Likach Lotzitzis. The father needs to buy him tzitzis l'chanecho, to teach him the mitzvah of chinuch. Now, what age would you say this mitzvah of a child knowing to throw tzitzis on his head? Pretty young. It's a pretty young age. All he needs to know how to put on his shirt or whatever. I have an almost three-year-old. He could, get on his t-shirt by himself for sure at this age. So, it's close to the age of three. Problem is, the Ramah adds a couple of extra words based on the Mordechai, which says, V'davka kashiyodeh la'atev shnei tzitzis lefanav u'shnayim ma'achrav. He needs to know how to have two in the front, two in the back. Okay, but it's still a relatively young age. Here's the kicker. V'yodeh, he needs to know, lecho zat tzitzis biyado b'shas kriyashma, to hold the tzitzis in his hand by kriyashma. What age are we talking about for that? The kid needs to know how to read kriyashma. He needs to know how to say kriyashma. He needs to know how to... Tzitzis are connected to kriyashma. He needs to know how to kiss the tzitzis or hold the tzitzis by kriyashma. That just raised the level by a couple of years, no matter how smart your kid is.
In those days, they may have been able to do it at 3 years old.
And maybe in those days, but nowadays, the most three-year-olds don't know how to do that, no matter what preschool he goes to. So, what is the pshat in this Ramah? So if a sefer pasul dech or a monk, it's also cited in Medirshu footnotes, points out that the Ramah doesn't really mean what the Ramah sounds like it means. What it means is the age that a father will bring that child to shul to hear kriyashma, and the kid will see his father, holding the tzitzis, and the kid will know in his head to connect kriyashma to the tzitzis. Not that when the kid actually recites kriyashma holding the tzitzis, because that's already a much older age, maybe 7, 8, 9. He says just when he could observe the father. So already you're down to 3, 4, 5, possibly, in doing that. Okay, that's one pshat. The Imre Das, though, I saw of his contemporary sefer, says, no, the Ramah means exactly what he means. The age is when a kid knows to hold the tzitzis by kriyashma. Which leads you to a weird question. What does that have to do with anything? The point of wearing tzitzis is what? To wear the tzitzis. So just because the kid doesn't know how to hold it by kriyashma, now he's going to putt it from the whole mitzvah of tzitzis? Says Dimrei Deya, yes. Because what's the point of tzitzis? Right? Reisa Moso and Uzechartem. That you should remember. You should remember all the 6 to 13 mitzvahs through the ramazim, the hints of the tzitzis, in gamachas and then the extra strings, but it adds 6 to 13. So therefore, if a kid doesn't know this and he's only 3 or 4 or 5, then he's not b'chayiv in tzitzis, because what's the point of wearing tzitzis? He's now going to fulfill the mitzvah. What mitzvah? He's not going to have any trigger in his mind by looking at the tzitzis to actually fulfill the tzitzis. And therefore, he says, perhaps the Ramah really means what he means. So now we have just this problem. So how do you paskin? At what age does a kid start wearing tzitzis? So the Shaarei Tshuva cites, very relevant for Lag BaOmer and mystical issues, cites what everyone knows, but it's a very funny source in Halacha, is the Kasev Bel Yerabba B'Shem Sifrei Yireim L'Hal Bishwa Katan Talos Katan K'Shiyodeya L'Daber, when he knows how to speak, or L'Fachos at least M'Chuyav L'Hal Bisho K'Shiyagia L'Ben Gimel Shon. This is where the three-year-old issue comes from. Why? Because Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, people are like trees, and just like a tree has 3 years of arla before you can eat the fruit, so too a child gets 3 years before he learns the mitzvahs. And this is the source of know of upsharing. So often Mishari Tshuva is that it comes from this idea. This is where the concept of an upshare. Now this is, in some ways, could be very defeating, because if you have a two-year-old who talks, and you know he's able to do stuff, so then the kid does not chai mitzvah because it's three. So the upsharing sometimes is not a good thing. In my house, the minhag is not to do upsharing. Sometimes I give the kid a tzitzis and start learning with him well before three. If the Baruch Hashem, my son's able to learn, why are you waiting for three? Because of upsharing, so you're going to stop the kid from learning. Says the Shari Tshuva, it's at least, by the time he's three, at least by that point, he should be wearing tzitzis. Others, the Kaf HaChaim, say no. The age is really 6 or 7, because like we saw, there needs to be an age where he could at least can't understand this concept of Kriya Shema. So really not chayv in tzitzis until 6 or 7. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and brings a wild Maharil. He says, "Umashikosav bedrashas Maharil bilchas nisuin, shenohagim shagam na'arim gedolim, even large, older children, na'arim gedolim, big kids, that's about age 15, 16, 17, ain mis'atu mitzitzis, they don't wear tzitzis, ad shenosnuem nashim, until they get married. And then the next pasuk is kiyikach isha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, according to Maril, tzitzis. There's a whole discussion in the postum, does Mishnah Berurah mean tzitzis or talis? He uses the Russian tzitzis, though. He doesn't say talis gadol. It's very specific. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who davar tamua. This Maril makes absolutely no sense. He says, why? Before you get married, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. Tzitzis makes no sense, he says. But you should know, therefore, there are three ages out there. Age 3, 6 or 7, or marriageable age, when you're actually married, rather. Not marriageable, married age, when you don't have to wear the mitzvah and do tzitzis. Now, the final question is, okay, I don't know about you, but my 2 and almost 3-year-old doesn't keep his clothes so neat or so clean. Baruch Hashem is toilet trained, but if the kid is going to run in the mud and get his tzitzis dirty, is it better than he not wear tzitzis at all? So this was asked Rabbi Yashav, and Rabbi Yashav said he could start at the age of 3, regardless if he gets it dirty in the sand or the mud. Truus van Hagus from Sternbach says he's the opposite. He needs to be able to keep it from kol dover tinuf. He says, "Upashut shetzaruch sheyeda mau tzitzis v'shomra mitinuf." Now, tinuf, I wasn't exactly sure. Tinuf literally means filth. But is that bathroom filth or is that other filth? A kid, a 2-plus-year-old, a 3-year-old, is often toilet trained, but he still plays in the mud. So, tzitzis are going to get dirty, but they're not going to get dirty from bathroom issues. It's unclear from Mechubis van Hugus what he means. That's a big nafka. I mean, if you have a toilet trained 3-year-old, but his clothes get dirty very often from other stuff, is he supposed to wear tzitzis or not? The Rivo Sephraim asked this to Rav Uzband, who said the child needs to know how to remain clean, and he cites Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, who said that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't give a precise age. Because different kids have different propensities to get dirty or to keep themselves clean, and therefore he says there's no direct age. Around 3, if you have a precocious, clean, you know, yekishtik, a 2.5-year-old, then that may be different than you have a 4 or 5-year-old, you know, a little bit more labedic child, and therefore maybe that kid should not be wearing tzitzis. Final issue is, what about the bracha? Can a 3-year-old make a bracha on his little tzitzis? So the answer is it has to be a certain size, which is really outside the scope of this, but for the most part, the tzitzis strings need to be 3 centimeters long, which for the most part they are, and therefore you're fine. You can teach a 3-year-old to make a bracha on the tzitzis, assuming that his body is clean, then he is allowed to make a bracha on these tzitzis.